Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Doc?
Welcome to the Dream Hustle Win podcast, fam. Welcome, brother. How you feeling?
I'm good. I'm stuck in this rain out here in Cali. But, other than that, I'm good, man. I'm blessed.
All day, every day, man. All day, every day, man. Listen, man, our podcast is one of the dopest live podcasts in the world because we really tap into the mindset of the artist, how they feeling, how they vibing, and most importantly, let them broadcast their message to the world, man. So let's jump right into it, man. Let everybody know your artist name, man, and the city and state that you rep.
I go by the name of Dulamite. I'm from East Las Vegas, Nevada. Yeah, King of Las Vegas.
I want to talk about your roots for a minute. When you think about the city you're from and what the city means and everything like that, explain the impact your music has in your city.
The impact my music has in my city.
Like how people in your city, how do people in your city feel about your music?
I don't know, it's 50-50 because you got to think in Vegas, I mean, we've only been successful with like a few R&B acts and some rock and roll acts. We got Dizzy Wright, but like personally, me and Dizzy Wright don't see eye to eye, so there's no connection with that one. And personally, I think with him, he's probably like hit his peak. Like he's that top indie artist in Vegas. Everybody else is trying to be that. Everybody wants to be that dude. So I think we're at the point now where everyone's trying to unify together, so we can, you know, finally have a few artists finally, you know, make it. But it's hard to network in Vegas because you got to get out of the city so much because everyone comes to Vegas to vacation. They don't really leave the strip, and outside of the strip, it's more real than what people think. So my impact with my music is a little bit more outside of my city than it is in my own city because we're all trying to find somewhere where we can, you know, really get heard.
So let's talk about that for a minute, because I know Vegas, like you said, Vegas is a place where people come to relax, you know, party and everything like that. So it may be more difficult to find a true, you know, like kind of like create a true base for what you're doing. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah, I mean, it's more than that too. It's like the sheriff. He doesn't support hip-hop music out in Vegas. So when it comes to local acts, if it's not like somebody like Jay-Z coming in town or some, you know, Eminem, et cetera, you know, the big acts, Lil Uzi, something like that, we're pretty much performing at hole-in-the-wall places. So some people could say that it's hard, but it's really hard for us to really, like, lock down the city and be that motherfucker because if you don't meet the right people who are connected with somebody in Vegas, it's tougher.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, connections, everything is about relationships. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yep.
As far as what that is. I want to go into this part here. When you think about you on stage, microphone in your hand, crowd going crazy, you're performing, what... Explain that moment. How does that moment make you feel, man?
Honestly, that's what I do it for. You know how some cats now, you listen to them, they say that they rap for the money, you know, they rap for this, for that. Like, my biggest dream is to be performing at, like, Madison Square Garden or Staples Center, and you tell everybody in the crowd to put their cell phone light up, and you see 20, 30,000 people light up the whole arena. Because of the crowd control that you have. I don't think people realize the power that artists have just being standing on that stage. That's over 20,000 people coming to see you. They spend their hard-earned money, come enjoy a night to see you perform for them. So that's the moment that I'm feeling for is sold-out arena. I walk out on stage, tell everybody put their cell phones up and live in the moment. I'm not the person that's going to take the picture of it and stuff like that, because I'm going to have that picture in my head. I'm going to live in that moment and really enjoy that moment. Be honest with you, I might even get teary-eyed on stage, because that's the moment that I need. I need that. That's what I work hard for.
I want to go into this part here, man. When you think about how social media is in 2020, and you think about now it's more than just making music, man. You got to have a real brand, because people are so inundated with social media. I mean, like what we're dealing with right now in the space, everybody going on social media, everybody going to the news. How important is social media? Explain the value. Explain your definition. I don't mean to say this right. Explain to the audience how valuable social media is to your brand.
I'm going to be honest with you. I understand that social media is important, but I actually hate social media. I think, personally, somebody just finally tell the truth about social media, I think social media hurt the game. Me personally.
Mm.
There's no more artist development. Like, most of the people that got in the game before social media came around, they were truly talented. There was more artist development. Now it's like, you know, we're living in the moment of 15 seconds of fame and people trying to extend it to 30 minutes to an hour. Most people can't even sell out a Hard Rock Casino, a Hard Rock Arena, but they got over 3 million followers on Instagram, and they have 3 million followers because of the antics that they're doing online. It has nothing to do with the music, nothing like that. So most of social media took away music to me. It made it a popularity contest, and most of the people in the popularity contest are not talented. We can name a whole bunch of people that is not talented. Yeah, so, but it is important. It is important. I get it. You know, but me, I'm not a clout chaser. I can't do the antics. I got to be me. So, you know, there's authentic artists. There's J. Cole's, there's Kendrick Lamar's and all that stuff who really don't touch that aspect. But, you know, you're going to have the 6ix9ines and all the other people. Even the older cats like Boosie, you know, they kind of keep their career alive by, you know, doing the stuff that they do on Instagram. But that don't sell records to me. That don't sell out. That don't get you on tours. It just makes you popular.
I agree with you on that. As a matter of fact, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Right. So I agree with that. I'm talking about the good part of social media because, you know, like I think about, you know, the platform. Anything can be used for bad, like music. Man, hip-hop used to be this, but it's not that. But then there's good things about hip-hop because for every guy that doesn't do it right, there's a guy that does it right. You know what I'm saying? So with social media, the reason why I say how important it is because it's amazing that somebody in Australia can be a fan of your music. But that wouldn't happen if it wasn't for social media. And that's just being real. Because social media allows you to connect with people. Well, it's going to be pros and cons of everything you do. It's like being a celebrity. It's like, you know, if your career takes you where you wanted to go, you're going to be dealing with things in the game that average people don't come deal with because you're not average. Your career isn't average. That's almost like saying somebody's a manager versus somebody's a doctor and they do surgery. Well, somebody's life is in your hand compared to somebody who manages a call center. There's levels to the game. I'm just saying with you, with your music and what you're doing, you're building a real strong audience for yourself. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah, and I think to answer your question fully too, I think the best part about my following on social media is that it's organic and it's real. And I didn't buy any views. These people really follow me because they really, you know, they really fuck with me like that. And, you know, some people just follow people because they want to see what they're going to do next. And then my followers, they really follow me because they really are into my music and what I got coming up. So I think that is the best part. Like you said, it could be somebody from Africa, Nigeria writing you, Italy and all that stuff. Well, not so much Italy now. But a lot of people, you know, from out of the country that'll tell you that they listen to their music, they're influenced by you, et cetera. I mean, because being on social media, 100 people can hit you and make you feel like a rock star just because people around the globe are actually listening to you. So it did broaden the horizon of how many people listen to you. I was just saying, I just miss the days of them signing really, really good artists. And I miss the art form more than, you know, people just trying to get their 15 minutes of fame.
No, like I got you on that, and that's why I'm, yeah, and listen, and social media brings its value there. I want to talk to this, man. Your music catalog, you have it on Spotify and Apple Music?
Yeah, it's on everything, Spotify, Apple, Tidal. I got a new album that should be dropping no later than Monday. You know, distribution company, you know, they got to check everything. So I uploaded everything on Monday, so album should be out on Monday and Tuesday. It's called Blaxploitation. I got other albums that's available on all streaming outlets. So, yeah, if anybody want to check me out, you type it in, Deezer, Google Play, I'm there. They can go to my website as well, too.
Yeah, we definitely got to talk about that because, you know, when you drop an album, that's real important right there, man, from the aspect of people, being locked in. To people being locked in to your music and connecting with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's huge right there. Seriously.
Shit. Think about it. We went from where most artists would drop one album, maybe two, a year to, you know, now you got to drop about 3, 4, 5 projects in a year and about 100 other singles because, you know, everybody got ADD, everybody got playlists now. Put out music just to keep your shit fresh now. So that's the other part of social media too. It does allow you to put out more music, but you know how it goes. You got to just go with the game.
Right. And also too, it's about, you could put a lot of content, but it's also too hitting those concentrated markets where the content is going to stick. That's really important because you can put out music all day, but if you go to your iTunes and you got no reviews, if you're not getting downloads, if you're not getting people responding to it in the right way, if it's not, that's why we always tell artists, leverage your art with the people that can extend your talent, that have the power. I want to ask you this, man, because you have a very diverse listener base. What's one thing about you in 30 seconds that people like about you, man? What's one quality about you that people like?
I'm authentic, and when they listen to me, they're gonna hear versatility. I'm one of the artists that can get on the song with someone that's super lyrical, and then get on the song with somebody that's talking about twerk. I mean, the best thing that about me is my versatility. So when they listen to me, they're gonna get different parts of me and different parts that they like to listen to make it a complete playlist of music that they'll like. So, and they get a little bit of my personality in it as well too.
Definitely, man. Listen, man, I've enjoyed having you on the podcast today, man. Have you enjoyed it, bro?
Yes, sir. You did an amazing job, bro.
Well, listen, we're going to send you a copy of it. Also, too, if you haven't downloaded that Radio Pushes app, you know we got 16 radio stations. We have our own FM radio network as well. We have our own TV network. So we have 20 different Spotify playlists that's curated by real people. So we definitely got to chop it up and talk. I'm going to be in contact with you, bro. But I've enjoyed having you on the podcast. Your music, your brand, your lifestyle is reflective of your positive energy, man. Thank you so much for being here today.
Man, I appreciate you, Pat.
Let's get it. Peace.
Amen.